listeners. You are tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. On this episode of our daily news show, I had the pleasure of chatting with Mayor for the Town of Sutton, Robert Benoit, about the survey results that the municipality recently made public, a survey that was launched last December, asking for public opinion on the proposals that resulted from the Dream Sutton process. The Dream Sutton process ran from May to November of 2022 and involved coordinating brainstorming sessions with different target groups in Sutton, public meetings, and a public interactive exhibition to consult the population on their concerns and the type of projects they want to see happen in their community. Mr. Benoit took the time to highlight some of the results that emerged from the survey and what the next step is in the process. Mr. Benoit, I just wanted to start off by thanking you for always being willing to speak to me. I really appreciate it. I know that the Town of Sutton has officially released the results of its survey that was launched last winter to gather the public's opinion on certain projects that were proposed by the municipality. So I was just wondering if you can start off by reminding our listeners what the goal of the survey was.
Yep. The goal is the survey was after the consultation that we made with more than 430 people that we met face to face. We wanted to get a feeling of what was the opinion of the majority of the people that didn't necessarily participate
in the consultation
that lasted about 5 or 6 months. So we wanted to have a kind of a putting our thermometer in the water just to feel what was the consensus on certain issues? What were the projects that didn't get consensus so that we can measure a little bit what was the public opinion of it? It wasn't a vote. It was just a kind of to gather the state of mind of people in December of last year, just before Christmas, on 7 topics.
Yeah. And how many citizens ended up participating in the survey?
It's 1,116.
Okay.
1,116. So that is a lot of people if you consider that Sutton is 4,000 and a bit more than 4,500 permanent and 8,000 overall. So that means it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
To participate.
For a small village, yes.
Yeah.
And like you said, the survey focused on 7 main themes. Main Street, Maple Street, parking lots and paths, the Philtex factory, cultural infrastructures and community infrastructures and other projects that were proposed.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering if you could highlight some of the results that stood out where there was like a general consensus, where people agreed. I know that there were certain short-term projects that could be immediately dealt with, that the majority of the population agreed on.
We were surprised by the large consensus on certain issues, mostly on Main Street, regarding Main Street. And that is important also because we're having discussions right now with the Ministry of Transportation, who is the owner of Main Street and Maple Street.
Mm-hmm.
So they will make major works on those two streets within the next 2 years. And we want to integrate certain elements that were provided in the survey, like speed reduction. I think more than 70% of the people agreed that speed should be reduced from 50 to 30 between the two railway tracks, because that's the heart of the city. It's dangerous. There's parking. There's lots of kids on bikes. So we want to have that. Consensus, large consensus, 3 out of 4, mostly want to 3 stops at the corner of Maple and Main Street.
Okay.
So that's something that has always been refused by the Ministry of Transportation, but it seems like very clearly that people right now want to have stops at this point. And this would reduce the speed also, because if you're coming even at 30, you have to stop at Maple and just to pick a stop to do a right turn or to go straight. So that's one of the most important things. A large consensus also on security in order to cross the Main Street also, because it's people are feeling that, there's maybe just signs, but the signs aren't obvious. We want more security crossing the streets on Maple. Another big consensus is that people would like parking to be located outside of the heart of the village. You know,
so that
there would be less cars in the middle of the village, especially during the weekends when the tourists came. The other thing that also large consensus on the fact that Philtex should be a parking space, because people realize that the CP owns a lot, a third of the land. There's not a lot of things we can do about it. But parking is a big, especially if we remove some of the parking on the main street.
It would help fulfill
it. Another big consensus on the fact that this Depot Street should be open up at the end to rejoin Pine and to get to Western, so that this more than 70% agree with that.
Because right now it's like a dead end?
It's a dead end. So it would use the CP rail parcels on the Philtex to use it as a road to get out of Depot.
Okay.
So it would alleviate Main Street on that. There's also, I would say, public squares, walking paths. More than 70% agree on the walking paths, you know, in the village, not in the mountain, but in the village. So there's three or four projects that could be developed, and large consensus on that. The I would say the two elements that didn't get a consensus.
Yeah, where people were more divided.
Community center. What to do about John Sleet?
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting also that people would say, you know, we want to construct it, we want to demolish it, we want private companies to do it instead of the city. But also at the same time, a lot of people said, we need to optimize all our assets before doing a new construction. We knew there wasn't going to be consensus, but we know at this point in time, you know, what are the percentage of people for construction, for demolition, for renovation and all. The other topic that was split almost evenly is the dog park.
The dog parks, okay.
The dog park, because a lot of people want a dog park, and 47% are for, 38 against. So you see there's really divided on this issue.
And for those issues where people seem to be more divided, how will you go about addressing that divide?
Well, obviously this was, let's say the community center first.
Okay.
The community center is a big issue here. So what we said is that we're going to look into that issue. We cannot decide it based on the survey. Obviously,
yeah.
Because, you know, there was no cost evaluation of it. If we demolish, if we construct a new one and all. So we need to take time.
Need those details first.
But the point that came out very strongly is that people are attached to John Sleet.
They all have their own opinion, yeah.
They all have their own opinion. So we have to take into account the fact that people would like to keep it. So we'll try to evaluate what we can do about it, keeping it or renovating it at least. So This came out as obvious, and the fact that people want a community center, but we're looking at this time at different options for the community center.
And now that you have these results, what is the next step? Will you continue consulting the community on different projects?
Well, first of all, I think there's probably three steps. The first step is to do things immediately, you know. A lot of people said that during the face-to-face meeting, it's nice to be consulted, but you have to decide.
Yeah,
okay.
You have to decide eventually.
So if there's a large consensus, let's say on the Philtex, what we do about it, opening up Depot seems to have, we're going to do the study right now, the engineering study and all, finalizing the negotiations with the CP Rail, which is the owner, which we are doing right now, and trying to have a master plan of how we're doing. We're going to have trees. We want to have trees in it. We want to have different infrastructure on this parking. So first step, we can do things like that. Second step is negotiating with different parties like Transportation Ministry. I think this helps us to tell the ministry, this is what people want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is what we are pursuing right now with you. So can we negotiate a deal with you?
Yeah.
The third step is obviously we need more studies, like on the community center, or, you know, how we're going to manage the area between which is the kind of the village green between the academy and the post office. We want to design a public square at this place. We want to have different assets there, maybe a basketball park. So we'll do a master plan of this area. This would need, obviously, more time and obviously budget that we have to spend to do those studies.
Yeah, so the survey really helped you figure out where you can focus at this moment in time.
It helped us, you know, drafting these three steps, three next steps that we want to do, short term, really midterm, and then maybe longer term.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention, Mr. Benoit, but those were all the questions I had for you regarding the survey.
Maybe the only thing that I want to stress is the fact that the walking paths are something that is very important for the city. And I think people realize that it is. So all the paths, you know, to get through the Vieux Verger, which we announced that we are developing the Vieux Verger project, to get to from the village here, the city hall, to Mont-Louis, the walking path from L'École d'Art to Art d'Art et de Rêve, circling the city, 70% of people want to have walking paths. And I think this is an attraction for tourists, mm-hmm. which is important, which not only is the walking path, but it's within the city, and people can get into the commercial aspect of the city, enjoy the city, and probably also our aim is to have more people staying overnight in Sutton, because okay. this is an important thing for the hotels and the B&Bs and all, is to have attraction so that people just don't come to ski one day. Yeah. And leave at 4:30, but stay in the city, enjoy the restaurants, the nightlife, the art, everything else. So this is a fundamental part of the strategic development of tourism that we want to implement.
Yeah, because the walking paths kind of connect everything. So
it connects everything.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It connects.
It connects like. L'École d'Art is something that is developing incredibly here.
Yes, yes.
And so this is a place where people can hang on.
Just makes everything more accessible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In a kind of decentralized way.
Wait,
instead
yes.
of having just one big
path. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a little bit all over, but still connected to
exactly.
so people can easily
yep.
walk the town.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much again.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.